time?
Sunday.
What day?
Sunday.
It's time to play the game.
Get ready for a game day edition of CBJ and 30.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice. Join the discussion on Twitter by using the hashtag CBJ and 30. Here's your host, Bob McGilligan. I want something
just like this. Finds Nudelbar, he's in with a shot, save is made, the rebound, comes high in the slot, another shot, another save, and a score! The Blue Jackets keep digging away! Marcus Nudelbar finishes it off! Not only do I like it, but I want to spread it on toast and eat it!
On Tuesday night, the Blue Jackets were able to stave off elimination in their first-round playoff series against the Pittsburgh Penguins by scoring a 5-4 win on home ice at Nationwide Arena. The Blue Jackets now return to Pittsburgh, where again, it's either win or go home. But defenseman Seth Jones says his team's ready for this challenge.
We're excited. We're ready to go. We're ready to play, and we're going to put it all out there. You're going to see our very best, and whatever happens, happens. We're going to have to live with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we gave it our best.
Blue Jackets, Penguins, Game 5 tonight. So there's my game open for tonight. Does that motivate you? Does that get you going? It does me. Everything about this day gets me going. Welcome to a playoff game day edition of CBJ and 30. I'm Bob McElligott. I'm telling you, there's an excitement in the air again. And it's even more palatable than it was on Tuesday at Nationwide Arena. There's just something. I don't know how this game's going to go down tonight. I don't know what the end result is going to be. I don't know if the Blue Jackets are going to be able to play it the way that they want to play it. I don't know if the Penguins are going to be able to play it the way they want to play it. I have no idea, but I can tell you this. There is excitement that you can feel. Now, I was in the Penguins dressing room this morning, and they're saying all of the right things, but the energy in the Blue Jackets dressing room is better. And it should be better because they are the team that has its back against the wall. They are the ones who have to win or their season ends. So, of course, there's going to be more anticipation. There's going to be more excitement. But I just get a sense that they know they can do this. I get a sense that they believe. And that is a key word today. Believe. And you're about to find out why that word is so key. I'm not going to tell you why. I'm going to talk to the man that is about to tell you why. Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella in our exclusive one-on-one game day interview.
Torch, you had to make some lineup changes in the last game, some by necessity because of injuries, other ones you made some switches. Isn't it nice to look like a genius when it's all said and done, where all the moves seem to work out perfectly?
Yeah, it's easy to say that, but as I've said when the series starts, this is about the players, about momentums, about players standing in there and making a big play at key times. It was nice to see Q. I thought he had an attitude. I think he wanted to play earlier in the series, and he had an attitude, and he played that way. Nudy was a guy that I wasn't sure if he's ready for this. I thought his game had struggled a bit, stood in there. It's just terrific to see as a coach. And Zedzi, you know how I feel about Zedzi. We've talked about him. He solidifies our middle ice a little bit and lets me do different things with different lines. So it was good to see those guys play well.
You were worried about Quincy's foot speed, is what you said, going into this series. I want to ask you if you can compensate the foot speed just by being in the right place at the right time.
And that is I've told you, goaltending is the most important. Defense is the toughest because you have so many reads. There is certainly, in his game, a veteran guy, has been in this stage before, played a lot of games in the National Hockey League. His experience and his positioning helps his feet. And that's what's kept him in the league, quite honestly. I really liked his bite. I thought he showed it right away early on. He runs over Gensel, who's been a really good player for Pittsburgh. So that's what I weighed. I really didn't want to take him out. I mean, I have a young kid in here that just came over from Sweden, played in the American League, and I have him in the lineup. I really didn't want to take you out, but I was concerned about his foot speed. But he showed me, at least for one game, that he played well. He's going to be in there again tonight.
Marcus Nudavara took your safe as death theme and just totally cranked it up two notches with that goal he scored, didn't he?
Yeah, he was just going, and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just a kid, and that's the way we have to approach this. You just got to let yourself play. And I'd rather us make mistakes aggressively, and that's aggressive play by him, than not on our toes and just testing the water. So I really like the way he played both offensively and defensively.
You told me the other day Sergei Bobrovsky had to play his best game for you to continue to play in this series. He didn't necessarily have his best game. He had good moments. But how important could it be? Your team won a game without him. I don't mean totally without him, but so many times he's won games for them. They won a game for him. How important could that be?
Yeah, I thought Bob made some key saves at key times in the game. You know, he has had some struggles in the series. I'm not going to sit here and say he hasn't, but he made some key saves in game four. I think when you start getting to these games now in five, and I think if we win this game, this turns into a series. I think we're still fighting to get this to a series, still being down 3-1. We win this game, it's a series. He's going to have to be our best player tonight, because I think we're going to see the best team of Pittsburgh tonight. So, yeah, this is an important night for him, and it's an important night for us to realize we got a team that's going to – I know they're going to play their best game, Pittsburgh, and we need to be ready for that.
I totally agree with that. And I just watching this team all year, they have been a momentum team. If you go back to their winning streak, when they were winning, they believed they could win every single night, and they just did it. Mm-hmm. And I think in the last couple of weeks, they questioned themselves a little bit at the end of the regular season. I agree with you. I think if they can put this win together today, if I'm the Pittsburgh Penguins, mm-hmm. I'm looking over my shoulder and going, oh, boy, because it's like waking a sleeping dog.
Yeah, everybody wrote us off when we're 3-0. You crawl back in 3-1. That's good. It certainly hasn't stopped the bleeding. We're still down 3-1. It's another elimination game for us. You get a 3-2, we get all the momentum on our side going back home. And then you never know where it goes. So it's our most important game. I have faith in Bob. I think Bob has he's been our backbone. He's played so well. He's had a terrific year. I think he's very honest with himself and his play. I think he'll be our best player tonight.
You also have a lot of trust in William Karlsson, Matt Calvert, Josh Anderson. They were terrific as a line the other day. You actually changed the matchup. You got them out against Crosby's line as opposed to Malkin's line. Did that help both Dubinsky's line, because Crosby was exploiting a little bit in games two and three? Did it help both those lines?
Yeah, I think it took a little bit of the mindset of checking away from Dubie. I thought they struggled a lot. They were really good against Crosby the first game. I think it's deteriorated a little bit from there. I think Bill and Calvi and Andy, I think they like hearing the word assignment. And when you have an assignment, I think it makes it a clearer picture for them. Where Doobie's line, we need to get some goals out of them. I still don't think they played that well in game four, even when we switched them. I could tell after the first two shifts, I wasn't staying with it because I could see that there's just some struggles. So we've got to get them playing better. For us to get them playing better, they may not even be against Malkin tonight. I don't have the last match here or last change. I just want them to play, be responsible, but they need to get into some forechecking too, and I think that's what's missing with that line right now.
I did an interview yesterday in Syracuse, New York. And the first question they asked me is, what music did the players play after the win in game four? And I bring that up to you because that was your theme the other day. And I thought it was great. I'm going to give you a compliment right now. And you know I do that twice a year. But your ability to take something and put it into that frame of mind and kind of create a marketing slogan out of it when you need to, I think is exceptional. And you did that the other day. And they went and they responded to it. What do you come back with today?
Yeah, today, and it's true. I think you need a theme in this type of situation when you're down 3-0. That was our theme, and it was from my heart. I really didn't want these guys to go home without experiencing some sort of joy in accomplishment in a playoff game. All right, we're by that now. We're trying to crawl back in. I think this one here tonight is about belief now. You win your game at home. You're coming into a building. They've lost six games all year long here. Everybody's still saying, yeah, you won your game, but Pittsburgh's going to knock you out tonight. It's about believing in yourself. It's about believing in your teammate. And it's about believing in our concept and how we play. And Bobby, we win this game, we got a goddamn series here. and it can get really interesting. But it's about just getting into that bunker. All of us just have a little bit of a bunker mentality here. And for 60 minutes, find a way to get this win. And then you never know where it goes.
I just want to ask you one more thing because I'm so curious. I've been fortunate to see some, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff of you talking to your team before games, and I think it's exceptional. You personally, when do you get into that mode? When do you decide what you're going to say when you go in there before the game, that last word before they step on the ice to play?
Yeah, to me it's kind of spontaneous. Last night I certainly we certainly had a move away from the theme of the music. And I did. I sat in my room last night, and I knew where I wanted to go, but I did want to come up with a word. I did. And because I think players just need to hang something on, just don't get it too convoluted. And this is what I came up with here. But as far as within, in between periods, before games, we have two or three meetings prior to that. I just kind of go with it, and you're trying to be with them within the emotion. I like our team. I just want them to feel they can do it. And we've crossed that bridge this year where we're not always hoping. We think we can. We got to do that in the playoffs here now. So that's how you just kind of go about your thinking.
George, thank you so much. Good luck tonight.
Okay, Bobby, thank you.
When I hear that guy talk, I would do almost anything he asked me to do. When he talks like that from the heart with that motivation, the bunker mentality, the belief, to believe in yourself, believe in your teammate, believe in your system, believe in everything that you know to be true. I love that the most about the guy. I really do. He's talked many times about X's and O's and how he thinks that X's and O's are not out the window, but they're not as important as the mental coaching and the mental toughness. And I totally agree with him all the way. Completely agree with him all the way. And there is just something about his words and the way they're delivered and with the passion that he brings that it makes me believe. And I cannot see one player on this team that'll be sitting in that room tonight right before they go out on the ice when he says whatever words he says, and it'll be similar to something he just said right there. There'll be a lot more colorful language, I'm sure. But when he says those words, I cannot see how one guy could not be engaged in that with the magnitude of this game that is being played in this building tonight. Because this is not the game they want to play here. This is a game they have to play to get to the game that they want to play here. The game they really want to play here is Game 7. That's the one they really want to play. But you can't get there without winning Game 5. And then you can't get there without winning Game 6. If you accomplish those things, you will get to play the game that you want to play here. It's a long way between now and then, and it's one step at a time. But without belief, there's no chance. Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella talking about his team's mental mindset and his game plan of what, you know, just again, he's going to preach it. They've got to buy it. They've got to deliver on it. He can't play for them, but he can get them ready to play, and he'll have them ready to play tonight. Seth Jones is ready to play. I'm going to tell you, I'll play this full interview of Seth Jones for you. You heard a little snippet of it in the open here. I'll play this entire interview for you, and I want you to listen. I've talked to Seth Jones numerous times throughout the year, but I want you to pay special attention to his answers and listen to his voice, not just what he says, how he says it, the way he is delivering it. Listen to that. As this goes on, listen. And we'll talk about it when it's over. But here is Blue Jackets defenseman, Seth Jones.
Seth, here you are back in Pittsburgh. And there was some question whether you would be back here or not. But the way you guys played and put it together the other day, how good did it feel to get a win and to feel like your old selves again?
Yeah, it felt great. Get the first one of the postseason. And I thought we played a great game. I thought we deserved to win that game. And we put ourselves in a little bit of a hole. But we're willing to do what it takes to get back into this series. So we need to play a smart road game tonight. We understand that this is probably going to be the best game they play of this series, so we got to be able to match that intensity right from the start.
You do have to win four games in a row to get out of this, but You guys are a team that won a lot in a row earlier in the year where you found a way. And is it that kind of experience you're drawing upon right now?
I think so. A lot of us haven't been in this situation before in the postseason. So, you know, we're excited. We're ready to go. We're ready to play. And we're going to put it all out there. You're going to see our very best. And whatever happens, happens. We have to live with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we gave it our best. So,
with that excitement, there's still somewhat of a calmness. I saw that the other day at home. It's kind of the same thing here. It's almost like a professionalism. And does it go back to what John Tortorella's talked about, come to work, do your job?
Yeah, a business-like approach, and that's definitely our motto right now, and it has been all season. We've been working towards something here, and we've made a lot of progress, a lot of steps on the way. So, tonight's no different. We come ready to play. We come ready to go and get out of here and try to, you know, continue this series on.
How much have you enjoyed the assignments that you've gotten and the big minutes that you've been asked to log against some of the top players in the world in this series?
I enjoyed it a lot. I love competition, you know, it's been awesome to play against, you know, some of these top players in the world, like you said. And you got to be on your P's and Q's all the time defensively. You know, when you think the play's over, it's not. They're going to make one more play through you. So sticks are so important in this series, or stick checking, not just being physical, but keeping your sticks on the ice and not letting them put pucks through you because they're good at it. So they're a good ad lib team, but we got to play good team defense.
You've seemed like you've just played the same game, no matter who your partner's been, whether it's Werenski, Quincy, Nudavar, it doesn't matter. Is it tough to do that, or is it just that focus that you have that, look, I do what I do the best, and then he'll worry about himself?
No, I think we get to work together. And, you know, coming into the season, Zach was new. We were both new to each other. So communication's key when you're switching partners. You're always playing with new people. So me and Q, I thought, had a great game last game. We communicated well. We were physical, and I think that showed. And tonight we got to get even better. We have to be even sharper, especially on breakouts and those sorts of things. So we're very good at communicating. He likes to communicate out there, so I'm always listening to him, always trying to see where he's at. You know, they're a little different players, Zach and Q. You know, Q, Zach's always up in the play, and you know, I'm always trying to find him. Always look for him up there. So, but it's been a joy to play with. I play with a lot of people this year, so it's been a joy.
You've mentored everybody on the blue line this year.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but these guys are starting to make me feel a little old. So,
all these guys are making him feel old. Give me a break. Seth Jones, 22-year-old defenseman, but he is playing like a veteran right now, isn't he? Like a seasoned, established veteran is how he's playing. He's doing a great job. But did you listen to his answers, especially early on, before we were kind of joking around at the end about his defensive partners and about being old? Did you hear his answers and how he stated those answers, knowing that the Penguins are going to come strong tonight and all that stuff? He is ready to go. I went back to him after that interview when everybody else left, and he was just standing there by himself. I went back and I said, you know what? That's the best interview you've done with me since you've been here. And I said, the reason why is because I could really get your excitement through your answers, through how serious you were, but yet, you know, it was there. Did you feel it? I mean, really, could you hear it? It was there. And that's what excites me. It's there. Now, you've got to harness it and you've got to handle it the right way. I feel Seth Jones will tonight. I'm not trying to do a, you know, blow smoke up your skirt or whatever you're wearing right now about this team. But I'm just telling you that they are just, if they don't win this game tonight, I'll be shocked. I really will be. If they don't win this game tonight, it will be because they got outplayed by the defending Stanley Cup champions on the road. But they're up for it. They're up for it. You know me better than to think that I would just come out and say that to be a complete homer. Of course I want them to win. I won't lie about that. But, you know, I pride myself on being honest with you about this team and my feelings for this team and what I think is really going to happen, or what really is the mindset. I really think they're going to play well tonight. I could be completely wrong when it's all said and done, but I really think they're going to play well tonight. I think they're really going to, I don't know, what word do you want to use? Represent? That sounds too cliched. I just think they're going to play well. I hope it's well enough to win. I really do. because I'm watching them go about their work, or as Torts would say, watching them go about their business, listening to what they have to say. I'm so impressed by these guys. I'm really impressed by these players, especially the guys that are going through this for the first time, the way they're handling it. And I'm telling you, I respect what they're doing. And I can't see how they don't steal one here on the road if they put that all that energy into the focus of playing the game the right way tonight. Now let's take a view from the other side. The Pittsburgh Penguins are up 3-1. All they have to do is win one game, and then they get a break and they get to wait for the winner of the Washington-Toronto series. That's what their mindset is. You know, they're okay. They're good. They want to win today. They don't want to go back to Columbus, and they feel they can pull it off at home. And that's the way you should feel, especially when you're the defending champs. You should feel that way. They do. Well, I had a chance to catch up with one of the young Penguins earlier today. He's been a star in this series. We don't have to like that he's been a star, but it's true. He has been a star. He had a hat trick on Sunday in Columbus. He's a line mate with Sidney Crosby, and his name is Jake Guentzel. I caught up with him earlier today.
Jake, has any part of this season to this point been a little bit surreal for you? I mean, here you are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're on a line with Sidney Crosby. You had a hat trick in a game already in this series. Can you believe it?
Yeah, no. Coming to the year, you don't really know what to expect. And how my first game went down, I think it's been a crazy year. I mean, something you dream about.
Playing with Sidney Crosby, what is that like for you? He's the best player in the world, but also, you know, out there creating speed and doing the things that you do. How have you guys meshed with him and Connor Sheary so quickly here?
Yeah, I mean, you just learn new things every day. And he sees things that people don't see. So you learn. Obviously, you just tell us to play our game and create turnover. So obviously, we're having some fun right now.
How much did you talk early on to get on the same page? I know he's kind of a quiet guy and he does his work and is talking with his stick, but how much does he talk to you and Connor just to make sure you're all on the same page?
Yeah, I think that was a big thing. I think at first you're just trying to look for him, and I think he's just trying to tell you to play your game and do what got you here. So he's been a big help so far.
The game where you got the 3 goals, what was that like for you?
Yeah.
It was devastating in Columbus, let me tell you that. But what was it like for you?
It's crazy. Special night, and I think to score in overtime is something it's been a long-lived dream.
How do you find those spots? And that's where you've been in this series. You seem to find that soft spot beyond the top of the crease, or maybe, you know, in the crease if you have to, but you always find that place where they can get you the puck. How do you do that?
I think when you're just playing with two players like that, that's what you have to do to find them, because they're such good playmakers and their vision so well. So you have to just kind of find those soft areas to get open.
It's funny, in the series like this, the fans from the outside, you guys lose one game, and then, you know, even in here in the dressing room, questions start. Oh, is there any pressure starting? Look, you guys have to win one out of the next 3 games. The Blue Jackets have to win 3 out of the next 3 games. However, how much are you guys approaching this like you want to just get it over today?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, and I think we realize that their desperation is going to be high. So obviously the start's going to be key for us.
Did they do anything different besides score 5 goals in the last game? Did they change anything that you guys have to adjust to today?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's just more as we had to come out strong with the start and hopefully carry over for 60 minutes.
And you get to do it in your building, which is always a key.
Yeah, great fans, and I'm sure it'll be loud.
Yeah, what's that part of it been like for you, just the playoff atmosphere in the NHL and the energy? Because I truly believe that players get energy from the crowd in this sport more than any other.
Oh, I mean, it's to another level in playoffs, and I think you get that the excitement when you hear it, and it definitely brings out the best of you.
And finally, you did go to college, Nebraska, Omaha, and you played for Dean Blaze, who's a former assistant coach here with the Blue Jackets. So it looks like he did you pretty well, taught you some things there.
Yeah, I mean, I loved him, running gun guy. So I for sure had a lot of fun with him.
Running gun guy, yeah, that's you, Jake. You've been fun to watch. Sometimes frustrating for me to watch, I'll be totally honest with you, but it's been fun to watch you guys go about your work. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Jake Guentzel of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and yes, I am not happy with the success that he has had in this series, but let's be honest, he has had success, and you have to tip your cap to him and what he's been able to do. And he did play for Dean Blaze at Nebraska-Omaha, Dean the former assistant coach of the Blue Jackets, so there is that connection there. But the Blue Jackets have to shut this guy out of this game tonight, simple as that. They cannot let him be a part of what's going on. They cannot let Crosby be a big part of what's going on. Connor Sheary, Evgeny Malkin, Phil Kessel. Geez, I just – half the team, they can't let him be a part of it. If you're going to get beaten tonight, you've got to get beaten by Nick Bonino's line. You've got to get beaten by Matt Cullen's line. You can't let the top two lines beat you. How do you do that? How do you stop them, especially when you don't have the last line change? How do you get the matchups that you want? How do you compete with the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight? All questions the Blue Jackets are going to have to ask themselves, and they're going to have to not only ask but answer as the course of the game unfolds. William Karlsson, to me, that line has got to be huge again tonight. As I talked about it with John Tortorella, the switch that he made to put Karlsson on Crosby, take Dubinsky off Crosby, it worked wonders. Mike Sullivan watched that happen. You think Mike Sullivan isn't going to try to get Crosby away from Karlsson tonight? Yes, he will. He'll try to get Crosby against Sedlak. He'll try to get Crosby against Wenberg. That's probably a better matchup right there, to be honest with you. Although Boone Jenner, if the lines stay the same, Jenner was on that line with Sod and Wenberg, so that could give a little grit right there and change it a little bit. But that would be, to me, that's the matchup I want. If I got Crosby and I can get him out against Wenberg, I'll take that. Malkin against Wenberg, I'll take that. I'll take my chances with that because of Wenberg and Sod being on the ice there and being more offensive than defensive players. Mike Sullivan will try to exploit that. He'll try to exploit Gabriel Karlsson and Marcus Nuttavaara tonight. And here's the bottom line. Who gets exploited will be determined by what goaltender plays the best. You heard John Tortorella a few minutes say that Sergei Bobrovsky, again, he said it the other day, he's got to be the best player. He has to have his best game tonight. I agree with that. Here's what I'm hoping happens. I'm hoping that Bob gives up four the other day, and I'm hoping that the real Sergei Bobrovsky shows up tonight and allows one goal. And the Blue Jackets can win this game 3-1 with an empty netter. That would be fine. I would have no problem. As long as they have a – if it's 2-1 and they have the two, I don't care. But I would love to see Sergei Bobrovsky return to form. We still haven't seen his form. We saw glimpses at home on Tuesday, but we haven't seen him return to his form. And the Blue Jackets desperately need him to return tonight. They need what he can bring them. They need his game to be at its absolute best. And they need to make sure that Marc-Andre Fleury can't match him in any way, shape, or form. Because guess what? If you put these guys together side by side in any other situation other than the playoffs, Sergei Bobrovsky beats Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, on paper, Bobrovsky has surpassed him, in my opinion, with what he can do and how he does it and all that stuff. But Marc-Andre Fleury knows that you play the game. You don't play it on paper. You go out there and you get it done, and he's been battling. He's battled his tail off. He's made some big saves. He's kept his team in the games. He's won some games for this Penguins team in this series. The Blue Jackets have to make him look human, as they did the other day when they scored five different goal scorers. Jack Johnson, he is point-per-game player in the playoffs. Who'd have thunk it? He got the first goal the other day, didn't even shoot the puck on net, shot it at a skate, and it went off Crosby's skate and into the net. It worked out. That's all anyone asks. Find a way to make it work out. Jack Johnson's got to be huge. David Savard's got to be huge tonight. Kyle Quincy has to have another good, solid game. Everybody who dresses has to contribute. But if that goaltender turns back into the guy that we saw go three games without giving up a goal, something like that, if he can pull that off, this is where you want to steal a win as a goalie. And if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to come back tomorrow and say it's all on Sergei Bobrovsky. He blew it. I said he had to do this. He didn't do it. He didn't come close. It's all him. They're not here if it's not for him. We all know that. We all know it. But boy, could they use him being himself tonight. So much looking forward to seeing just what happens and how it happens and how it goes down. And again, I will stick with what I said before, and John Tortorella said it. If his team wins this, now we've got a series, because the next game goes to Columbus. And now you have a chance to play in your own building and win and tie it at 3 and then come back here. So that's why the momentum is in your favor, because once it gets to 3-3, you can take everything and throw it right out the window. Nothing matters anymore. Then it's going to be about luck, heart, desire, and execution. And even though that's what these games are about, it's really in a Game 7 where it's balanced on both sides. If the Penguins don't execute as well tonight, if they don't have the desire, if they don't play with heart, and if they lose, so what? No penalty for them, except they have to come back to Columbus. If the Blue Jackets don't play with the heart and desire and they don't create breaks for themselves and they lose, it's over. So when you get to a game seven, now that's for both teams. Right now it's only for one. And the Blue Jackets have to just seize it. Just seize it. Make it happen. That's where you're left if you're the Blue Jackets. Make it happen. Somehow, some way, win on the road. They've done it here before. 3 years ago, they won game two in this building. Overtime game winner, Matt Calvert. First time in franchise history the Blue Jackets won a playoff game. That happened here. It happened in this building. It happened between these two teams. And tonight they have another chance to make history and win another game. Win it on the road in a building where the Penguins have hardly known losing all year long. The task is tall, but the willingness is there. The execution has to be there. And we're going to find out very shortly if it is or if it's not. This game gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. PPG Paints Arena here in Pittsburgh. Pre-game coverage starting at 6 o'clock this evening. I'll be joined by Jody Shelley on the Blue Jackets radio network, which is led by the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Also online via the NHL app. You can use the TuneIn app. The Blue Jackets have a channel there. Or you can go to bluejackets.com. The closer it gets, the more nervous I get. And I have nothing to do with it. All I can do is watch and talk about it. I have no chance of changing whatever fortune lies in this game tonight. But that doesn't mean I'm not excited. It doesn't mean I'm not nervous, because I am. And I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so proud to be here with this franchise. Win or lose, these guys have put together a great year. These guys have earned respect in the National Hockey League, and all they can do tonight is add to that respect. Win and add to that respect and live to play another day. Until tonight, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.